Fair. I'm board-certified professional organizer Kathy Burns. I'm really glad you're here. This podcast is designed for busy entrepreneurs just like you who want to take better control of your business and move forward with less stress and more success. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. The Organize Energize podcast is produced for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at thepodcast.organizeandenergize.com. Come back often and feel free to add this podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow me on Twitter at Organize Energy and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. Now let's get into the show. Hi, everyone. I am back with Debbie Doschinger, and I'm so excited to have her as a guest on the show. I wanted to welcome you, Debbie, and thanks for being here.
Yeah, Cafe. It's great to be here. Happy to play with you.
Yeah, we will play and play. So tell me, Deb, before you became who you are, tell me about your journey into entrepreneurship.
Had no idea I was going to be here. That's the first thing. Very interesting question, because I was fully committed and aligned with being an actress and singer. I had done it professionally, and something came over me. I mean, I was deep into my career. I had the biggest year ever. And all of a sudden I had a different feeling inside, one I had never had before. It spooked the crap out of me. Cause I was like, what do you do with this when all you've wanted to do is act and sing since you are like born? And I had to honor it because it wasn't going away. And I honored it. I surrendered. 3 years, I had no clue what to do, but I let it go. I sang with a jazz band, with a big band. I made jewelry and I sold it. Like, I was doing entrepreneurial things, but it wasn't the it. And I was doing voiceover work. And suddenly I thought, oh, you know, I'll get into radio and then I'll get my voice out there. Thank God. Thank God I did it, because thank goddess, because it was really the right thing to do. And that led me into writing books, which led me into becoming known as an expert and being interviewed, which led to people. This is 15 years ago. And people were coming to me then and saying, how did you write the book? Can you teach me? How did you become an international bestseller? Can you do that for me? How are you being interviewed and positioning yourself? So literally a business was born just by me following the energy of doing what was right and light for me at the time. And it created everything I'm doing today, both what I still do out in the world and what people come to me for.
Mm-hmm. I love that story. And, you know, I think what you did is you gave yourself the advantage of space to kind of to figure it out. You know, you don't have to know everything right off the bat, right? I mean, I don't think we ever do anyhow, but you started creating, you started doing this, you started doing that. And then how did you know that it was it once you kind of figured out what the it was? What was that indicator for you?
Yeah, the universe just was saying it was right, because doors were opening and it was getting exciting. Yeah. Like when I started doing things, for instance, with Toastmasters during that time and speaking, I loved it. And by the way, I was meant to do that, but not to be full-time speaking. It was because I needed that in my arsenal and I needed to learn how to do it. Once I stepped into radio and doing a podcast, so I've been doing Dare to Dream with Debbie Doschinger for 15 years. Wow. And then I started writing books. There was this continual challenge and excitement, like a good challenge. What's the next piece? What's the next piece? It was all about visibility. And being on a microphone, being on camera, helping people, leading people. I just found a love, like a passion. And I found that every time I served both groups and individuals, I felt so good because I could see them out in the world doing great things and feeling a lot of ease, being successful. And I was like, yeah, this is, it just was working, you know? And so it was, I think, a marriage of my passion and feeling like I was doing something that was serving my mission. Yeah. And it felt good.
And your talents that were naturally there already are now in place for your new business. So I think that that's very important for people to remember, is that your skills and your talents, the things that you can do easily, are probably part of what your it is. in life, don't you think? I mean, we have the natural gifts, and maybe we don't know exactly what that it is, but if we just start using them and give yourself the space, right, to listen about what people are saying. So, you know, when the universe responds, yes, Debbie, well, you do know about that. Yes, Debbie, can you help me with that? Yes, Debbie. You know, when you hear all these yeses, it's like, okay, something's going on here. This is something that, you know, maybe I found the it. And I do believe too, like you said, it's the service thing. You know, it's like, if we can use our skills and talents for in service or to help others expand, that's it. That's the it.
You know, I didn't know back then, Kathy, I do now, but it was perfection, because my human design, I don't know if you know about human design, I'm a 2-4 generator. And if you know about human design, like, I was literally doing what I was built to do, just be myself, have the gifts and talents, even though they got parlayed from entertainment into something quite different, still the raw talent was there. And then the rest of it was people had to need and come to me and ask for it. And then I could fulfill the need. So I'm so grateful that I had some kind of smarts to just say yes a lot. I was baffled, honestly. I was often baffled, like, you want me to do what? Okay, I'll do that. And I would think, oh, I'll just teach a class and it'll be over. I had no idea it would become this industry. I really didn't. So I give a lot of kudos too to my innocence that, you know, I was just following stuff and it just kept working out.
Yeah. If in doubt, just say yes and see what happens.
Yeah.
See what manifests. And you can say yes, but I'm not quite sure about that, but sure. Yes. I get it.
Yeah. And to a point, because I think, you know, sometimes we feel a doubt, not so much doubt in ourselves, because that will crop up. We can supersede it and do it anyway. But sometimes there's this doubt. And I would say that, you know, if there's enough in there and it has like a wonky feeling, it's probably a no. And I would hold back because, you know, our energy is everything. Better to put it into something that's going to work out. But I always got kind of like curious because I would think, yeah, I could rock that. I know I could help you. I could get your book written, highly engaged. I'm not writing it. I'm going to show you how. And I can take your book to bestseller. Yeah, we could do that. And it became very exciting, very challenging, because it was never the same, right? A book is never the same. Mm-hmm. And probably a piece of that is very important to me, that nothing I do is cookie cutter. It's always based on the person. And I need that element of change. That's really good for me.
Yeah, it's critical for me as well as an entrepreneur. It's got to be different every time. And there's no one way to do anything. I get you on that. So when you landed your first book client, talk to me about that story. How did it happen? How did you find this person, or how did this person find you? And what happened?
I was found. I was often found in the beginning. And I'll tell you that it was beautiful. By word of mouth, she recommended me to other people, thankfully, in a big group of people. And so more and more people were coming. And then the organization was saying, can we work with you? It was a beautiful flow. So for whatever doubts I had about what I was doing, it just, the universe just kept encouraging me. The one thing I did wrong, that was I over-delivered. I wanted to give people everything, right? Let me give you everything so you never need me again. There really was a feeling about that, like I wanted them to feel so complete. And what I learned is people actually felt overwhelmed. So they were getting the results, they were getting the information, and then some. And so I had to learn that people can digest. You don't want them to overeat your information. Nobody feels good then. So I had to learn about pacing myself, pacing my clients. That was a big lesson. Otherwise, just the other lesson for me was believe in yourself, like keep going forward. It was a great experience. I was grateful. It opened a ton more doors for me and then caused me to look at these other pieces of visibility that I was working on and say, yeah, I need to really investigate these, because people would often say, aren't you too busy? Isn't it too much? How do you handle all that? I actually felt it was this perfect, beautiful marriage and nothing was too busy. Everything just flowed exactly as it should. You know, the bestseller thing, I've got a whole team. So I'm not laboring. to produce what I produce. I've got a really amazing system. So I have systems that work for me. That's super important. And then the way I disseminate, often I do have private clients, but I like to do a lot of groups because it's easier to reach more people. So I just started to learn as I went along all these things that would help me and the other people coming so that we got the best results.
Yeah, and I think as young entrepreneurs, we, you know, back when we first start, we want to over deliver because we're still not quite confident of that we're really all that, right? So we over deliver. But then what happens is our clients do get overwhelmed, especially in my industry, and then they can't take action because they're just too overwhelmed and they're we're immobilizing them, you know, as opposed to mobilizing them because they just get locked down. So yeah, that's a good, really good advice. And having systems put in place, of course. So what's your favorite organizing system? Talk to me about that, Deb.
Organizing system. Wow. You know, right now I think Thinkific is. I use that platform. I love it. And I can use it for, and of course they're growing, by the way, they're getting better and better. I should have an affiliate link right now. And yeah, they don't actually even have affiliate links right now, but no, it's a great platform because all of my courses are up there. That's first of all. Second of all, as I build things in real time, like I have an ongoing book writing group. They're called the Visible Visionaries. They have a private platform on Thinkific and I meet with them twice a month. And every time we're done, everything from that particular course gets uploaded for them. Now in the future, that may become something or not. And then I can shoot live, right? You could do live Zooms on there, live classes, live webinars there, and immediately become something else. And they're just doing a new thing with their sales page. They're thinking a lot ahead. And I have to say, I think their customer service is excellent. When I write to them on their support page, within 2 days, I hear back. And it's not one of those really frustrating things like asking more questions or go to our FAQ page and you just want to hit someone and go, you think I didn't do that? I spent 30 minutes, like, help me out here. Help a brother out. You know, I'm paying you, man. And so they're awesome because what they'll do, they'll like send you little videos and step-by-step how to really look into your dashboard and how to answer it. I need that. Or if I have a client, like, or somebody bought something from me and they've got a question about it, I go right to them and they answer it. And it really is like having part of my team there. That's what I consider them. So highly recommended, my favorite system.
So it's Thinkific.
Yes, Thinkific, Thinkific.
Okay, just for you listeners out there, and we'll put the link in the show notes for you as well, so you can check it out. Okay, great. So what's the one lesson that your business has taught you over the years that you think everybody should know as a business owner, as an entrepreneur?
Oh girl, pivot. Pivot, pivot, really, because nothing stays the same. Right. Social media platforms change, their matrix change, the way of doing business, like case in point. You know,
now.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We will all learn stuff, right? And or we'll see things being done out there. It's like, oh my gosh, there people are driving traffic, people creating sales, they're doing launches, this is working. And we'll learn how to do it, we'll get on the bandwagon and we'll do fine. And then bam, your business hits a wall. Why? Because people become inundated and they become Switzerland. They're neutral, they don't want to do it anymore. And they're out. And we have to constantly find new ways. The two things I do personally, I have a lot of discernment. I do not jump on any bandwagon. I just can't. Like, I get a feeling about stuff and some things it's just, you know, the EKG is flatlining and I'm like, it's not for me. And every so often I will get something like, I know I need to learn that. And I know I need to implement that. And the other thing I do is I play around with things that present themselves. Right now, I'm playing around with something called Nextdoor. So in every neighborhood, right, there's something called Nextdoor. You could buy and sell things. And so there was a group And I just introduced myself and said, hey, you know, I am new here and it's really, you know, great to meet everybody. And this is what I do. I very briefly, only one piece recommended, you know, I do this book coaching. If you guys have any questions or, you know, want to know anything, you can DM me. Boom. Two people. Like that week I had calls with becoming something. And that's like so interesting. They also have a business page. You could set up a business page there, which I've done. And so you have to have three recommendations, by the way, to for them to post your business page. So make sure you have three people write a recommendation. That's just one example. But in pivoting, I find new ways for new blood. I just do. And I trust that the people who are supposed to come to me do, always perfect clients. Mm-hmm. And I recently sent out an email to some of my database, just saying, you know, how are you? Checking in. What's going on for you? And do you want to have a call? You want to jump on a call? I'm amazed how many people don't take you up on it. It's like, really? I would. But the people who did, we've been setting up Zooms together. And it is amazing to connect with them and find out what's going on and have them tell you your challenges. At the very least, when people tell you your challenges, boom, there's the pain points for your business if you're writing copy. Like, it's really a win-win. And of course, I make sure that every one of those Zooms, people leave. So if you want to get on my database, go to debbiedashinger.com, because I'm doing it. I'm going to send it out again in a couple of months. First of all, I just love connecting with people. I really do. And second of all, I make sure everybody leaves with something they needed, that mm-hmm. they feel like, wow, I connected with Debbie and that was really a nice experience. And she actually introduced me to somebody or sent me something or gave me this advice that changed what I'm doing. That's important to me. So those are just examples, but I experiment and I think it's really important. I think personal stuff.
It totally is. And there's always new stuff. And for those of you that don't know nextdoor.com, I think it's a great resource. I've been on it for quite some time. I found my cat. People find their animals all the time. And it's good for business and it's good for neighborhoods. You know, it's just people in your neighborhood that can help you in one way or the other, or that you can help them. So that's a great resource. And we'll have that down below as well. So tell me at a time when you felt stuck and overloaded and overwhelmed. And what do you do to get your mojo back? I know we all experience things like that where we're just like exhausted.
Yeah, I used to feel that a lot. I used to not know how to push away from my desk. It's so interesting because, you know, like the bubble over your head, the person, the soul being inside of you who loves you is like, it's 7 o'clock. I don't think this is healthy. Like, you've been at it since... And I would still go and still go and still go. And at some point, I just decided that entrepreneurship had to be different. And I was going to commit to that, that it was going to be a very healthy version instead of the really messed up version that most of us are used to. You know, if you want to finish that to-do list, here's what it has to look like. And so I literally made this commitment to myself, no matter what, I am finishing 5 o'clock. There's a couple of times, rarely, and I mean it rarely, I might go till 6, but in general, between 5 o'clock, I'm done, period. I push away from the desk. I do take a lunch every day. I take a nap or a meditation every day. So I started building things in that meant that it was going to look different. And you would think, oh my God, well, what do? You don't get things done. I'm telling you, contrary action creates magic. Mm-hmm. Doing all those things on my behalf just opened up all the space and capacity to complete things. And the other thing was no weekends. And I was doing all weekends. It was just sad. It was sad. So yeah, I stopped and I'm probably getting more done. It's just easier.
Well, they've said that too. I mean, in all the case studies that they're doing with people who are working for 4 day business weeks as opposed to five, they generally get as much done or even more. And I think by giving yourself breaks, by having eat lunch, by doing a meditation in the afternoon, you're more clear-minded and easier to get things done. So kudos to you. Everybody should use that tip, by the way, girls, if you're feeling overwhelmed and burnt out, start taking time for yourself and make yourself stop working. Because your boss is not mean, contrary to what you might think.
Yeah, your boss, that's a good point. It's a really good point. Because you are your boss, you are the CEO, you are the board members. And yeah, you may have a team, but it's like, you know, nobody, you can't. Exactly. And you know, you have to have a life outside of your business. You must have, we're here to have fun, mostly. Yes. And so besides making a living that you love, I think it's so important to build in fun and things to look forward to. And yeah, it's very important. Like I know, and by the way, I know it seems impossible in the moment. Like if I do this, nothing will get done. I get it. I totally get it. But you know, there's also something to be said. Like I could show you my to-do list. It's right here. And I finished what was important for today. That's one piece of paper. And then the other one is this ongoing to-do list. And so I'm checked. And now here I am with you late in the afternoon. Ta-da. And yeah. You know what? Do I wish these were all done? Yeah, awesome. But they're not the other list. And it's okay because I know tomorrow what my day looks like. And I know I can absolutely, if I could check one of these off, because they're big projects, by the way, they're not little things like make a call. I'll be thrilled. And I know I'll be deep in that project and the rest, it's okay. I often will look at my to-do list and say, does that really need to get done? You know, if I get to that in April, I'm going to live. Because actually that, the thing with number one next to it, that project, that's everything. So I'm really clear about giving myself the space with that too. I'm not mean, no mean bosses.
Very important. Don't be a mean boss and have your priorities clear. Okay, so do you have anything, I know that we can go to your website and we can find out stuff about, do you have anything that you're going to offer the listeners here, your free resource that they can download, listen to, upload, do whatever they want with?
Yes, I do, because I want people to feel like they can be visible. I think being visible, if I may just talk about the importance there, if you write a book, or, and I'm going to give it an or, because not everybody wants to, and that's okay. You got to follow what's right and light for you. I do think most people, everybody should be interviewed. Why? Because there's a niche out there for your subject. There is over 2 million podcasts right now in 150 languages, countries, and there's a subject for everything. Mm-hmm. And if you will learn how to do that, that makes your job, like all those late nights and weekends, will be done. Because your tribe is finding you every time you're on a show speaking to 10,000 people at a pop. And if you do it 5 times in a month, you've just reached 50,000. You couldn't even do it if you spoke from stage, unless you're Tony Robbins, right? So like, honestly, learn how to do it so you get results when you do it. I have a free gift that takes people through. There's templates, there's videos, and it's at debbiedashinger.com/gift. And it's debbiedashinger.com/gift, because I think coming out of COVID, talk about pivoting, everybody learned, oh my God, if I'm not online, if I can't be seen and heard right now, if I don't know how to find my tribe and have them find me, yeah, people suffered. So going forward, like learn how to do this, have this in your tool belt, and it's a wonderful tool that creates ease.
Yeah, and it can work for anything and anybody. I agree with you. There's so many podcasts that there's at least 1, 2, 3, 4, or maybe 20 that would like your topic that you are an expert on that you can speak about. So for sure, that's a good download. Okay, and the link will also be below in the show notes. If you didn't write that down fast enough, you can grab it in the show notes. So go for that. Okay, is there one question that we should have talked about or anything that I should have asked you that we haven't touched on yet?
I will just say the question might be, you know, something I've done recently in my business that I'm so proud of or created a difference. And it's a funny one. But I went through, I took a look at my database, my emails and names, and I literally, for the first time, I was like, who is not engaging? Who just lets my newsletters, even though they don't come all the time, I do that purposefully, so I don't cream people, but I'm like, well, who's completely disengaged? Because that's like feng shui. I feel like I'm carrying dead weight with me. And I know everybody thinks, oh, database numbers are so important. Well, you know what? I think engagement is more important. So I went through the dead weight, completely disengaged people, and I disenfranchised them. And I deleted them from my database. And Kathy, it felt so good. Because I thought, first of all, just like feng shui, when you clear up clutter and you have good lines and, you know, write things in your space, that's what I just did. And I feel like now I created space for the right people to come in who are interested in what I have to offer. And I just feel like all the energy that was, if it was in any way an obstacle or a block, bye-bye. You know, I don't need to be carrying you forward. So that felt really good. Like literally I pressed the button and my energy felt poof, so freed up right away.
Yeah, you don't need to carry the dead weight in any way, shape or form, but definitely on email lists of people who aren't reading or opening, who cares, right? Doesn't even matter. It's good feng shui. So that's a great tip. And of course, it went into my organizing area. So I love you for that.
Absolutely. That's why you do what you do.
That's right. All right, girl. It's been a pleasure and it's been real. And I always enjoy speaking with you. So make sure everybody listening, check out Debbie's website and we'll talk to you next week. And meanwhile, Deb, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kathy.
Take care.
Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you want to hear more, feel free to subscribe on the platform of your choice. Also, if you feel so inclined, I would truly appreciate a good rating from you to me. Have a stellar day.